Hello, and welcome to the Grey Library. My name's Torin, and I've been collecting stories for a long time. I'm excited to share them with you. Our first story follows adventurers Ivo and Lila as they search for a missing magical lantern and uncover a conspiracy that has secretly plagued the city of Greenfield for a century. Jonathan Quincy Applegate was a fine man, upstanding citizen, and one of the founders of Greenfield. For almost 90 years, his lantern has lit this great city of ours and the countryside beyond, keeping the dead at bay. About a year ago, it went missing.
That's a long time.
That is a long time. I'm surprised not everybody in this town's already dead.
Well, I've got my sword and I've got my shield. I can use some of these iron shavings and toss them up into the air. But when the magic happens, it's because he's doing the thing that soldiers would do. He beats his sword on his shield and makes like a noise. Mm-hmm. And he just says, you know, let there be light. And the shavings help form this magma ball that he's working with. And
great.
But I want the noise to be a part of the casting.
Yeah. So maybe you like toss these shavings in the air in front of your shield. And as you bang your sword against your shield, the vibrations of it, you see the shavings sort of pulse and pulse.
Yes.
And
yeah.
Pulse a third time. And each time they heat and grow and heat and grow. And before, in front of you, you have this ball of flaming metal and stone.
Yep.
And you send it up into the air.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully it lights up the area.
It does light up the area. It lights the area all around this statue. And you see the long shadows now of people working as they cast on the fog around you. And you saw that as you were hitting your shield with your sword, you were getting some sideways glances from some of these people.
I figured. And Logan knows it's not a good decision.
Logan knows.
You know,
that.
It's not necessarily the noise that's not a good decision. It's the similarity of using sound to make magic that necromancers.
Oh, dang it.
A little bell dings above the door as you head in. And you see rows and rows of cases with bones and knives and other paraphernalia in them. Very, just like treasures and stuff. And there's a counter. And behind the counter is a Dvergar who looks like he is cleaning some sort of bone with a little brush. And he doesn't look up and says,
"Welcome in, you two. Just... let me know if there's something I can do for you. I've got all sorts of..."
He looks up.
Fenris.
Lila.
Fenris, how are
you?
You
got some nerve coming back here.
Well, I'm in desperate need for some information. And she's going to put like 5 coins on the counter for whatever.
We're opening up with bribery?
No. I'd be like, this is for last time.
I'll take it as a down payment. The Grey Library's first story arc features Kyla and Logan, two of the voices behind the Battle Buddies podcast. Join us on the spring equinox for the first 2 episodes of The Lost Lantern.